The entire train is now on the bridge. As it nears the midpoint, a crosswind hits the conveyor, dusting the mayors and the bridge deck with red powder. The Madam Special continues across the span, leaving the mayors coughing and hacking. It reaches the end of the bridge, where yet another crowd waits, cheering. The first crossing is successful. The bridge architect sighs with relief as plastic mothers mourn their dead sons. The crowd cheers. The engineer increases speed. The train accelerates through the woods outside of East Madam, past the school, the soccer field, the terminal, the stadium. It barrels through downtown Madam and approaches the West Madam Tunnel at 3/4 speed. Rough track ahead. The engineer boldly increases speed. Wheels clatter and spark. There's a bright flash as some of the spilled red phosphorus ignites. The train races on, leaving behind it flaming track. It takes the big curve through the West Madam residential district and again enters the Andrew Morrow Bridge, crossing at near maximum speed. More troubled teenagers fall from the cables onto the tracks into the abyss. Phosphorus spills from the conveyor. The train flies across the bridge and into East Madam. The fire spreads from the tunnel into central Madam. The movie theater is in flames. People are melting. An acrid cloud of black smoke mushrooms on the ceiling. The engineer goes to full throttle. The Madam Special plows into the flames. For one frozen moment, as the first locomotive emerges from the pillar of flame and smoke, it looks like it will make it through. But a lick of flame catches the conveyor cargo, and the mound of red phosphorus goes off with a tremendous woof. The engineer staggers back. The train continues through the tunnel and toward the bridge, the conveyor trailing long, hungry licks of flame. Will the Madam Special make it across the Andrew Morrow Bridge a third time? It looks good. But one of the mayors has fallen onto the tracks. The locomotive plows into him. The train jumps the track, and the red phosphorus on the bridge deck ignites. The suspender cables begin to burn, snapping one after another. Fire races down the bridge, engulfing the passenger cars, the boxcars, the tank cars filled with phosphorus. I look up at the sky and see flames spreading across the basement ceiling. The bridge is sagging. The fire has spread to East Madam. The air is filled with smoke and shrieks and yelling. Is that my father's voice? The first tank car explodes with an ear-cracking, face-stinging bang, louder and sharper than any cherry bomb. The front of my shirt is peppered with bits of burning plastic. A second tank car goes off. I'm blinded by the flash. Is that my ears ringing, or am I screaming? I'm burning, and I'm blind, and I can't find the stairs, and I don't know how to get out of Madam.